From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to North America's most listened to late night talk show, Coast to Coast AM. Good to be with you. This is going to be kind of a dual program tonight, next time, and then 2 hours from now. Special guest David Icke will join us from the United Kingdom. David's only available for 2 hours, so he will be on then. And then also we're going to have Stephen Quayle for the next couple hours. Here's some news. The Federal Reserve has jumped interest rates again to the highest level in 5 years. The action, the 15th consecutive quarter point move, left the federal funds at 4.75%. Now, that's not what you get. That's what banks get. It's the highest level since April of 2001. In New Zealand, the government has snubbed farmers and their lobbyists by refusing to exempt farm dogs from rules that dogs must be microchipped. All around the country, they have microchipped dogs, and they're saying that dogs that are on farms need to get this done as well. They claim it was a very successful nationwide system for electronic dog identification, and they have had many dogs implanted with tiny microchips inserted right under the skin. A town in Argentina is said to be living in fear of the ghost of a woman who was ditched at the altar. The children are refusing to go to school, and street cleaners are simply refusing to work night shifts because of the ghost. They're all petrified. They say they're terrified after seeing the ghostly figure of a woman wearing a wedding dress. The town priest has held a special mass to try to calm the angry spirit, which locals claim to have been seen walking all over town. Take a look at the feature article, coasttocoastam.com. You want to have an opportunity to view the solar eclipse, which is going to be live coverage on the web from Turkey. It's available to you. Just go to coasttocoastam.com. You can click the link. It'll start at 1:30 in the morning Pacific time, 4:30 in the morning Eastern time this morning. Senators say that the United States must act more quickly to strengthen security at U.S. entry points following the apparent disclosure that undercover investigators breached security by slipping nuclear material into the United States. If terrorists were to obtain nuclear or radiological material and smuggle it into this country, the consequences could be catastrophic, according to Senator Susan Collins, Republican of Maine. In a test last year, small amounts of radioactive material, which is used in industrial gauges, triggered radiation alarms in Texas and Washington State. The material was enough to make two small dirty bombs, yet U.S. Customs agents permitted the investigators to enter the United States after being tricked with counterfeit documents. An executive with a Dubai-owned company withdrew his nomination as head of the agency that oversees ports in a letter he sent to President Bush. Bush in January nominated David Sanborn, DP World's Director of Operations for Europe and Latin America, to head the Maritime Administration. Well, shortly after the nomination, everything broke loose about DP World, and Mr. Sanborn has decided he is not going to seek that nomination, so obviously he's going to help out everybody by deciding not to push for that. Global civilization, they say, is on the verge of World War III, a massive conflict in which the Islamic world will attempt to impose its ideology on Western nations. Now, this according to the former director of Israel's Mossad intelligence agency. He says, and he is one of the most esteemed figures in the international defense group, he has warned that Islamic nations and global Islamic groups will continue launching all kinds of attacks against Western states. An acting Israeli Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert, has declared himself the victor in the election there in Israel, saying it is now time to create a new chapter for the country. He has told the Palestinian leadership that we are ready to compromise, to give up parts of the beloved land of Israel and evacuate under great pain Jews living there in order to create the conditions that will enable you to fulfill your dream and live alongside of us. But he said it was time for the Palestinians to relate to the existence of the state of Israel, to accept only part of that dream, to stop terror, to accept democracy, and accept compromise and peace with us. We'll see what happens. More than 1 million people took to the streets across France in protest of a new, highly contested labor law as transportation strikes held the country at a standstill. They've got problems there. Riot police armed with batons and shields moved in on more than 200,000 demonstrators. Lots going on in the world of terror these days. We're going to tune in now to Stephen Quayle. We're going to talk with Stephen for a couple of hours right here on Coast to Coast AM. Two hours with Stephen Quayle, and next hour we'll open up the phone lines, give you an opportunity to chat with him. Stephen, of course, for a number of years has articulated the need for all of us just to be aware of bioterrorism and weapons of mass destruction. He tends to keep an eye out for us. He also has been monitoring this incredible story of scientists and bioengineers who have been strangely dying around this planet over the last several years. Stephen and I talked about this several years ago on Coast to Coast, and all of a sudden these scientists have been dropping like flies. He's our guest on Coast to Coast AM. Stephen, welcome back. How are you?
Good evening, George. Thank you for having me. I feel like tonight we're kind of doing a two-hour episode of As the World Burns. You know, we are experiencing a conjunction of events that quite candidly should be the ultimate wake-up call to all of your listeners tonight, because there is so much going on. Aren't you kind of amazed at how much stuff has just taken place in the last week?
It's all over the place. It feels somewhat disjointed to me, Stephen, and, you know, I'm trying to put my finger on it, but there's so much going on, yet I'm now beginning to wonder who's in charge, who's in control, because, you know, this administration is embattled, and it's screwing around just trying to patch up some of its own problems. In the meantime, terrorism, real terrorism, is out there. I also, later on tonight, want to get your reaction to Charlie Sheen. He was on Alex Jones's program last week, and Charlie's got his own views of 9/11, and I just want to get your take on that after we talk about that. But you have been very busy, I hear, my friend.
Well, I have. One of the things that I'm concerned with, George, is that the global gulag guys or the international puppet masters have given the go switch or press the go switch. If you notice that we're seeing millions of people walking out in pension protests in Great Britain, we're watching what's going on in the United States through different cities, a million people collectively marching over the immigration policies. France, as you opened your comments tonight on the show, it doesn't seem like anyone could deny the fact that these things are coordinated to have taken place within days of each other. And I don't believe that's random. I believe that, obviously, as you and I have spoken many times, and you've had Alex talking about the whole plan of the global elite, that now we're seeing the ideals that they have put forth in all of their writings for so many decades coming to a head. And, you know, it's fascinating, isn't it, that with a $9 trillion deficit that we have now, that we're hearing that this war on quote-unquote terrorism is going to go on and on. Meanwhile, we have the Hutchinson-Whampoa, which is absolutely beyond even the Dubai debacle. And I know you've talked about that.
And by the way, have you noticed, Stephen, and you've talked about it, I've talked about it, but have you noticed in this particular case, the Hutchinson-Whampoa story, how minimal coverage it is getting in the mainstream media, unlike the Dubai ports? And this is a serious story.
Well, it's a huge story because, again, I want to make it clear that my contention has been and is and will stay the same, that when it comes to nuclear weapons, as you know, you and I have spoken at length over the Cold War policy of prepositioning nuclear weapons in the United States. Obviously, Russia's leading KGB archivist, Matrokhin, went on record and actually told even the Swiss government and the German governments where to locate them. Obviously, we've seen a unique silence being dealt with in the whole issue of China. Now, George, it should come as no surprise that China holds a lot of U.S. dollars, and the wrangling that Treasury Secretary Snow has been undergoing with the Chinese to try and get them revalue their renminbi, the point I think that people have got to understand, in my opinion, that's all fluff. It's all just for outward consumption. The real story is, and the real story will continue to be, is that there are protagonists of the United States, antagonists, and everybody else that have seen to it that the weapons of mass destruction are already here. As you know, that any ports that are even covered to the best of their ability, what is it, 2-5% of all shipping containers even get looked at. So the idea that we would allow the people that have said that they would nuke Los Angeles to be in charge of scanning for radioactive materials and or weapons is like putting the vampire in charge of all the blood drawings throughout the United States and expecting you're going to end up with some blood at some point. I think it's where I really believe we're seeing a case of a directed and controlled mayhem and chaos that's triggered on a time-sensitive basis. And when you take a look at all of the reports that have already identified Texas, Texas City, for instance, and other areas in Houston, et cetera, the Phoenix concern with nuclear weapons. Again, I want to go on record. The nuclear weapons are here. And when the global gulag guys, the let's just say this, the stepchildren of Rosemary's Baby, when they give the go, it's going to happen. So I'm very concerned that the clustering of events seems to accelerate it. And, you know, you said something fascinating that I want to address. You said that it's, you know, you can't get a handle on it. It seems disjointed. In all the times I've interviewed Cold War warriors, et cetera, mm-hmm. they've always said the same thing. It doesn't matter what discipline, doesn't matter what part of the government, or it doesn't even matter whose government. They said when you are being kept off guard and things don't add up, understand someone's making sure that all the false signals are being read to hide the real signals. And I think that's what we got to talk about, are the real signals. 9/11, let me just deal with one question. All you have to understand, and I mean, Alex has done a fabulous job, continues to sound alarm, you've done a fabulous job, but all you've got to understand is that we had a protocol in the United States of America for dealing with the very events that 9/11 portrayed, and someone very high up in government gave the stand-down command to NORAD. There are people that absolutely are multiple star generals that have gone record saying, look, this is very, very unusual. In other words, we have intercept protocols, we have over-the-horizon missiles, and I personally talked to Air Force pilots that said, Steve, it's a bunch of BS what the official story is. We could have taken those planes out. We knew they were in distress. We could have done something, and we were told to stand down. So, you know, you can argue about how the buildings came down, and that's all important, but the real simple fact is that someone somewhere change the entire protocol of intercepts of pilots in distress and the whole situation that had been in effect for, you know, decades. And when you identify that person through all of the nonsense, you'll find out that very much that someone had a lot of forewarning. You know, too, WorldNet Daily carried the story that 70 times one specific agent went public, 70 times, to try and get the Bureau to realize just the threat that was being...
He was practically begging for them.
He was begging them. And then, you know, I've talked to Sibel Edmonds, and Sibel Edmonds is one of the most brilliant women in the world, and she begged. And now, you know, George, what makes me crazy is that we punish the people that tell the truth, and basically we reward the liars. Now we've got the situation, which is not going to go away. As you know, the current occupant of the White House has the most, I would say this, almost amazing low numbers of approval. And all you've got to understand is that the war now in Iraq has turned into a $1 trillion issue, not a multi-billion-dollar issue. And again, the information I'm being told by the people in the background who know what's going on is there is a timetable in place for Iran, and nothing is going to change it. But I'm afraid, and excuse me, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you finish up on your phrase.
I'm afraid that people do not understand that you can learn a lot by paying attention to not only what the leaders of countries say, but the times that they say it and who they're meeting with the weeks, you know, previous to their horrific statements. And that's something that in times that you and I have been on together on your program, it seems like there are critical times. And in the past, things have ebbed and, you know, they've waned. But right now, I think the situation is that we are in a very, very precarious standpoint. I was talking to someone about context change today, George Urie of Urban Survival, and we were talking about just you can't name a time when a million people in the United States have marched on the immigration issue, and then again to see the French, and then again to see the British, and then again to hear all of the threats, counter-threats coming from South America, especially Chavez, and it's disjointed, and it's disjointed on purpose. It's
yeah,
the magician
absolutely.
Working their trade, but we've got to see what the hand that we don't watch is doing, and that's what I think we're going to cover tonight.
We cannot be beaten militarily, so hence what they want to do is confuse and disrupt.
Absolutely.
And the only way they can do that is by taking people who don't really understand what's at stake here, getting them riled up, and turning them loose. And we're going to talk about that tonight because it could be a problem. Two issues I want to talk with you about now, Stephen. One is the bizarre testimony of Zacharias Moussaoui. I mean, the guy's convicted. He's pled guilty. He's probably going to get the death penalty. We'll find out what happens. But I mean, he's saying that he was going to be the pilot in the fifth plane. His target was the White House. I'm confused why this guy is so public in court. It is bizarre. I don't understand it.
Well, first of all, I think that when you're dealing with Moussaoui, Reid, the guys that are already in jail and facing the death penalty in Moussaoui's case, I think what people lose track of is somebody has to pay the terrorists, and that's what I want to get to in dealing with this. You know, you can look at it, the fact that Moussaoui has supposedly come clean, and as you know, he's been very antagonistic in court and really feels, in my opinion, that he has nothing to lose. But also, I believe that when you understand, and for those people that are really understanding of the mindset of some Middle Eastern thought patterns, I think it's amazing to see that, it is a signal. Remember, we heard about the World Trade Center, the first failed attempt. And then even after that, George, I went back and reviewed a lot of my files and notes. I mean, that thing never left the talk in the background. And now we've got background talk, and I think that obviously the White House is the premier target, and for the mindset of those who are going to initiate. And again, my contention is that all these guys are puppets, okay? They do not act independent. They have incredible intelligence provided to them by rogue agents and different government entities. And I think that that's the only way you can look at this. And to get to what, Charlie Sheen said, I got to tell you something. When Charlie Sheen said, challenge me on the facts, not on my history, you can tell that the powers that be, when they go to work on attacking Charlie Sheen, you can tell that he's hitting a nerve. And quite candidly, as you know, until he came forward, but CNN, Fox, most people wouldn't touch him. Not only him, but they wouldn't take the 9/11 information movement.
Right.
I mean, until Alex got on Entertainment Tonight and stuff, no one really would say what's being said. But the questions are out there. And I think now that in the context change, what I mean by that is that people are going to see, in my opinion, just turned over, and the things that people thought they could hide. I think it's going to be totally made known, and then America is going to be confronted with the greatest threat. I believe we're at war now. I can tell you point blank. There are different factions of the military fighting. I'm not talking the military fighting bad guys. I'm talking a war within different viewpoints in our own military. And
but I think the mistake, though, Stephen, that people like Charlie Sheen make, and I'm going to say this to him if and when he's on the program when I get back to Los Angeles in a couple weeks, the mistake they make is that they make the assumption or they present the case that these crazed fundamentalists didn't have anything to do with this. And that's the mistake they made.
I agree with that.
They might have been puppets. They might not have been aware of the whole plan, but they sure were there, and they were sure doing this.
Right. And let me tell you something. And this is how the intelligence world works, okay? When you want to recruit a group, okay, you place your people or your assets around them, and you feed the fire that's the basis of their ideology. Given the fact that I've disagreed with some of the statements out there because people say they had nothing to do with it. That's an absolute abrogation of truth. But what I think people fail to do, George, and this is what I try and do over and over, is get people not to deal with the fruit of evil, i.e. just those guys, but to look at the root. We know of the funding. We know of the entire movement. But what we don't see, I think, and we lose context or the context of, is the fact that there is a group that wants global chaos and global mayhem.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the whole thing, order out of chaos, whether you say it in Latin or you say it in English, the point is that this is why Phoenix, Arizona has been such a prominent target for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons is to the global illuministic mind, the phoenix is the destruction of the old world, and the rising of its ashes is the implementation of the new world order, and there lies the guilty fingerprints all over what we're seeing.
What a lot of people need to understand is that there are a number of groups and countries that want to destroy our way of living. And there's no question in my mind that they find these wackos like Osama bin Laden, and they fuel them, and they funnel money to them to do the things that is happening right now. We'll be back in a moment with Stephen Quayle. Well, I've got to tell you about the April issue of the After Dark newsletter. It highlights a lot of things, including a very special interview on just who is Alex Jones, the inside scoop on Alex Jones. You can get 14 issues for the price of 12 when you call 1-888-727-5505 or simply go online at coasttocoastam.com. Okay, some of the things we're going to talk about this hour, and you will take phone calls, Stephen, next hour. Some of the things we're going to talk about this hour may disturb you, and I'm going to have Stephen qualify the things he is going to say because they are quite disturbing, quite frankly. And I've had an opportunity to look at some of the information that Stephen has on his website, stevequayle.com. And, you know, I'll ask Stephen some questions about this, too. Also, Stephen, you talked about the possibility of going into Iran. And the other thing I wanted to ask you and get your views on this, because there is such tremendous, I think, distrust in what happened during 9/11 now. I mean, 85% of the people who took a CNN poll based on Charlie Sheen talking about it, 85% agreed with him. I mean, that's an astronomically high number. It could be, you know, it's not a scientific type poll, but it is a number for people to look at. Why doesn't the government, in order to quell any kind of rumors about anything, because one of the issues is, of course, what hit the Pentagon, why don't they release the many videotapes they have of whatever this object was that hit the Pentagon? Why don't they just give it to us and say, this is the one that came from the gasoline station. This is the one that came off of the Pentagon building. Here it is. Look at the plane. Why don't they do that?
Well, I think you have the whole attitude of secrecy and what I call national insecurity exemplified in the closed lips of those who could put at least put some light on some of the obvious lies. And here's the thing, George. You remember when we started the Iraq War II, that the Pentagon was actually going to have an Office of Disinformation, and then openly they announced it, and they got so much flack they had to go back and go into a covert mode as opposed to an overt mode. Do you remember that? The country
Yes.
just basically said, here's the deal. It is my contention, and this is, again, that they will not tell the truth. They cannot tell the truth. The truth is not in them. The point is that the same people that ordered the Pentagon, NORAD, North American Air Defense, to stand down, still have the power over a lot of the individuals. Now, I mentioned earlier that there is a war going on, and some of the people that remain nameless and in the background of defending this country against unbelievable entities, both in the things that go bump in the night and also in those who have sold out to this global ideal. Listen, Brent Scowcroft made a statement. It wasn't original to him, the National Security Advisor, and he basically said, by consent or by conquest, there will be a new world order. When you understand that that's the driving motivation, remember George Bush Sr. made that statement 200 and some times, you know, in the last year of his presidency, I think it becomes obvious that, you know, most people didn't realize what NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, would do, then General Agreement on Trades and Tariff, GATT. And now we're sitting by watching General Motors, and this is germane to what we're talking about. We're watching Ford. We're watching the restatement of earnings to such a degree that basically what you're seeing is the numbers that Wall Street had basically put out to the public were nothing more than illusions. So it's my contention that we are in that biblical period that you can call it the end of the age, the end of days. Your commercial in the background is a book of Revelation. You know, it's my contention that we are seeing that fulfilled. Let's just take surveillance and the time when no man will be able to buy or sell or to do anything save the person that has the mark or takes the mark of the beast. Now, some people believe the beast is just a system. Some people believe that it's a system and an individual that will rise and come on the scene. But you've got to admit, it's uncanny. You've got Great Britain now, fascinating with, 10 million surveillance cameras? You've got Mayor Daley saying they need surveillance cameras? Mm-hmm. What is this word freedom that you don't understand? You've got the perception in the United States of America, and I believe it's a right perception, that the people that get the grants or get the funding for the voting machines are absolutely crooked. You've got the situation where the perception is that we no longer have free elections in this country, but we have stolen elections. Whether you agree with that or not, that's the perception. You've got other countries now saying to America, you guys are in violation of this, that, and the other thing, the Geneva Convention or the different agreements on torture. We used to be a nation of due process, and quite candidly, what it is I believe that the forces out there, and I'm saying both seen and unseen, I believe that there's the natural men that carry out the wishes of the, if you will, the unseen supernatural spirit world that's in rebellion that wants to bring the destruction of all mankind. And I'm telling you that I believe that now this whole situation that we're seeing with the bird flu, one minute you hear it's no big deal, the next minute you hear it's going to be a big deal. One minute you hear it's next year away, the other minute you hear
pandemic, no pandemic. They're going back, or they're driving people crazy.
They're driving people. But remember, in any Bushido or the war that is carried on, to keep your opponent, doesn't matter if you're a boxer, doesn't matter if you're a wrestler, karate, it doesn't matter. The goal is to keep your opponent off guard. And what's happening, people are melting down, George. I get calls, I get emails, hundreds a day, and people are melting down. They basically cannot process multiple streams of divergent information because one minute somebody's saying something in the government, the next minute the next guy's saying something else. And, you know, again, let's just take the whole Valerie Plame fiasco. One minute we're being told it's Scooter Libby, the next minute it's Dick Cheney, and now it's Negroponte, the National Intelligence Czar. Well, I got news for you. If you're the National Intelligence Czar, you probably ought to keep your mouth quiet, especially when it comes to outing Knox, you know, a non-official cover CIA agents. But again, what we've got here is we've got a continual barrage, in my opinion, of total lies. And, you know, we're now in that period where each man does that which is right in his own sight. And if the government won't be bound by the laws that they enforce against the citizens, what they're setting this country up for, and I'm sorry, I know I say it, and I know it's upsetting, but what they're setting it up for is the biggest clash, i.e., call it what you want, explosion, revolution, call it whatever you want to call it, but it's being generated. You know, you and I, a number of years ago, talked about some of the reports of Chinese arms coming into the gangs on the West Coast. You know, I mean, and that was carried in mainstream newspapers. Now we've got a fascinating subject to deal with that goes along with that. According to the people that I talk to, and there are a lot of people that realize, and I got to tell you something, George, in the last 2 weeks, the time period has shortened. Now they're saying the ammo shortages that are being reported in 7.62x39, that's a specific caliber of pretty much Eastern Bloc nations, Soviet Union.
Right.
The bottom line is that you're hearing all these reports of trailers, tractor trailers coming into the biggest ammo suppliers off the record and paying cash and taking the ammo someplace. And again, we're talking about a plan that is being held in abeyance until the right time. And the right time appears to be, it's my contention, the go button has been pressed. If you look at, again, remember, the New World Order doesn't just want America destroyed. That's, you know, first and foremost. But they have to be able to launch a global government, a global currency. And right now, if General Motors goes bankrupt, and by your...
Which is a possibility.
The point is that will trigger such a derivative default that there has never been anything. Even the Great Depression that happened in the late 20s, early 30s, will be eclipsed just because of the volume of financial instruments that have been generated to try and offset risk. I don't know if you saw it, but Allstate.
Well, look, but we bailed out Chrysler years ago.
Exactly.
Don't you think we would do the same with General Motors before they
go belly up? No, because they're already. First of all, the country is in different state and different condition there, and you've got to remember that in those days people were making money, and now you've got massive unemployment. And by the way, I believe every economic number that's generated by the officialdom of the econometric reporting people in Washington are skewed. And when they skew the numbers, the American people end up screwed. And we've got a situation now where we're being told that, Americans won't work for this job or that job. And I can tell you, this immigration policy, you've got to know. You've got to ask yourself why, especially after 9/11. And I'm talking about OTMs. I'm not talking about the Mexican population. I'm talking about the amount of people that have come across the border from the Middle East. I mean, we're talking about revolutionaries. And, George, it's heartbreaking to hear the heads of Border Patrol on the phone, on the other end of the phone, saying, look, we caught this guy and we got that guy, and we're ordered by the State Department to let him go. And these are not, happy campers. Or
they don't show up, or they don't show up for their hearing.
Right.
Stephen, 3 months ago, I predicted that some country would attack Iran by the end of March. Well, we're almost at the end of March this week. Still no attack yet. Your take?
Well, my take is that the consensus out there and from the people I'm talking to is that they're talking in the time period through April. Now, look, things can change. You know, obviously, I'm a believer that prayer changes things. I believe intercessory prayer can stop. It can't necessarily keep from happening, but it can give us kind of like an intermission. But I think, George, the thing is that you have to have more unrest at home, too. An event will have to be taking place or initiated in order to turn the whole world. Now, let me share this, too. We've got the whole situation in the Middle East, as you know. If you look at Iran, I want to take people historically to Iran. In the book of Daniel, which is probably one of the most prophetically amazing books in the entire Old Testament, it talked about the Prince of Persia. For those of that may not be aware, Iran is Persia. And of all the supernatural entities that were ever detailed in the Old Testament or in the New, Iran stood out as being one of the strongest, and I'm talking not the Iranian people, I'm talking about the principality over the kingdom that literally withstood the archangel Michael and Gabriel. And that's a fascinating thing. So what I'm saying now, isn't it amazing that if you look at history today, 2006, March 28th, we're now dealing with the same thing that the prophet Daniel dealt with, and now we're dealing with it in more of an end-time scenario. And it's fascinating to me that, again, people forget history. They don't see us being replayed. Let me take you to Mel Gibson's new movie, Apocalypto. You know that that's based on the Mayan calendar. But let me share something interesting about the Aztec, Incan, and Mayan calendars. Not only calendars, but also their statement of origin. They are on record as stating that their civilizations were guided and built by the white giants from the east. Quetzalcoatl, which David Icke has stated was a serpent-type individual.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is the Viracocha, who's the equivalent of Quetzalcoatl in the Mayan cosmology, the point is that we're being thrust right now into an area, and I think it's fascinating, and all the times we've talked about giants, genetic engineering, transhumanism, every day, have you noticed that there are multiple statements being come, we're going to enhance mankind, we're going to fix mankind, we're going to change mankind, mankind is going to change, we're going to be the Borg, we're going to have infinite computing powers, we're going to be able to be, gods, and will no longer need the God of heaven. And I got to tell you something. This is absolutely spelled out prophetically so clearly that I don't think anyone can look. People can choose, and they have free will, but they better do their homework, because we're now dealing with statements like in Revelation chapter 13 that this individual that comes on the scene will have power to give life unto the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And that's, the famous statement, he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And then last week we find out that in May there was the national ID bill and some of the language in that. It basically says no job, no gas, no hospital, no nothing. You know,
if I had Irvin Baxter on from End Times Ministries, and he's convinced that the national ID card is just the beginning of the end of Revelation. We also saw this week, though, Stephen, Russia and China kind of teaming up. They're going to stand pat on this Iranian situation, and that's a tense situation if anything happens there.
Well, it's a tense situation because we're moving into Guam. I mean, we have moved some major firepower into Guam. We recycle all of our different, state-of-the-art stealth bombers, et cetera. Obviously, it's not a secret that Guam is a nuclear weapons depository. We've got three submarines now. I mean, we've got a lot of things going on, but now we're also seeing, have you noticed, that the tension in Taiwan is heating up.
I'll tell you, though, what doesn't make sense. And again, let's go back to the Bahamas and the Hutchison Whampoa story.
Okay.
I mean, so on one hand, we are going to give this Chinese company a contract that we know the chairman of the board has had direct ties with the communist Chinese and the Chinese military. They're going to be responsible for checking for nuclear materials that will enter the United States from the Bahamas. On the other hand, we've got the Russians and the Chinese getting tough about our stand on Iran. And then you've also got the Chinese rolling out their saber saw about Taiwan. None of this, Steve, none of this makes any sense.
It does, I mean, if you understand, and I want to put it into perspective. Rape, pillage, and plunder. A deal is still a deal. And I've interviewed some of the most profane individuals in history. Probably one of them is listening tonight to your show. He does every night. And the deal is, as he said, Steve, he said, all these guys are in it for what they get out of it. So you've got to understand in all the deals that have been cut. Look, I interviewed Sam Cohen, the inventor of the neutron bomb. Have you ever interviewed him on
No,
Coast to Coast?
I have not.
Cohen developed the neutron bomb, and the neutron bomb doesn't have any of the ancillary effects of a fission or fusion bomb when it comes to blowing up everything. It just kills living matter by intense neutron bombardment. But he said he was personally, listen, he was on record as saying he was personally present when President Bush Sr. handed over the plans to the neutron bomb to the Chinese. Now, you know, that's pretty amazing. But if you look at not only that, ask yourself this. If the globalists are funding all the different groups, and if, I just suggest this, if every nation that's an antagonist to the United States, but let's say behind the veil in their black robes, the human sacrificing black-robed individuals have basically, come to an agreement to rule the world, then they don't care about their people whatsoever. They'll do what's good for them. And the article, as you know, broke this week that the slush fund of the Illuminati is believed to be somewhere around $65 trillion.
Yeah, I would believe that.
And so, you know, I think that what we're seeing, George, is we're seeing a focus point coming into now modern thought where people are starting to wake up because those feelings that you just detailed and that we're all sensing in this, if you will, this dark and gloomy day, this looking at all this stuff, saying, look, this is America. How can this be happening? And ask yourself this. How do we, being $9 trillion in debt, continue to fight a war? Somebody said, don't you think it's interesting that we're seemingly spending money like there is no tomorrow? And the answer of that is maybe somebody knows the answer that there is not a tomorrow at some point. I don't mean the world's going to end, okay? I just mean that life as we know it, look at what's happening to the American middle class. Look at what's happening. It's absolutely a destruction of values. We're seeing a destruction of our culture, our language, and our borders. And when you tell me that, quote, the commander-in-chief, is basically, or you don't have to tell me, the headlines tell us that he doesn't believe the borders are an issue. And I'm telling you, there are men who are laying down their lives on our borders right now that you and I will never hear about unless someone tells us who has been in one of those operations. It's just astonishing. When the FBI agents get blown up, shot up by quote-unquote the drug dealers, and I think people need to understand that the funding of terrorism, narco-terrorism, meaning the proceeds from the narcotics trade being the funding mechanism for terrorism, I mean, that's big business for everybody. You know the stories about Vietnam.
Absolutely.
And what really went on.
Hey, what would happen if they, well, we'll get into that. That's a different program. If they legalize drugs, does all that go away, Stephen?
Oh, absolutely not. Because, again, let me share this with you. I think
okay, hold it. Hold your breath. Hold your breath. We've got to be right back. We're coming up to the top of the hour. Stephen Quayle, our guest. And, yes, we're going to open up the phone lines next, too.